Hello and welcome back to the J. Fried Media Experience. My name is Justin.
And I am Lana.
And today we're going to talk about some conspiracies for a little bit, something a little bit different than the other episodes.
We talk about this a lot, actually, not just between, the two of us, between, all of our friends and family. My mom's really into it, actually. But one of the primary ones that we wanted to talk about, which I feel like everyone knows about, is the show The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
How they have so accurately predicted so many events so far. But predominantly we wanted to talk about how they have predicted most of 2020 so far. Pretty much there is an episode, I don't know what season episode it is, but they start out by it's an episode called Marge in Chains. Anyway, it starts out by predicting a global flu pandemic known as the Osaka flu, where a Japanese factory worker coughs into a box and it starts this whole global pandemic. Later in the episode, all of the citizens are demanding a cure, and there's, it's a small uprising at first, and they overturn a truck, mm-hmm. and out of the back of the truck comes, I forget what they're called, but they're these, giant hornets, which are, actually called murder hornets, which was another thing that people worried about for a while. And then towards the end of the episode, there is also more of a focus on, someone's arrested for something, and then basically the episode ends with, the whole town is in flames because of rioting, and one of the more specific shots that they focused on was, the police department being on fire, which I know people in the past have compared the riots in Minnesota, the photos of the Springfield police station being on fire to, Minnesota police stations being on fire.
Yeah.
There have been countless other accurate predictions, though.
I don't know if that's, is that scary or, a good thing?
It's weird. okay, how does, a 90s cartoon show manage to get that much information accurate about the future? I mean, there's probably a realistic explanation to it.
Yeah.
But Justin and I's
time travelers.
We think that the writers are time travelers. They're either time travelers, or another theory that we've talked about is the fact that, jokingly, that the writers are part of the Illuminati. I think we've mentioned that, once or twice. But, yeah. There has to be some sort of explanation, because, how do you get that much right? They predicted Disney buying out 20th Century Fox and
Trump becoming president.
Literally, yeah, because I forget what episode it's called, but there's one where Lisa becomes president and the Simpsons administration talks about how they inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump.
Yeah.
And the time in that episode is 2030. So there, yeah. When Lisa becomes president, it's 2030.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's 10 years from now.
I mean, if you think about it, Trump got elected in, 2016?
Yep. 2016.
If, God forbid, if he gets another term, it'll be 2024?
Yep.
So, I mean, realistically, if he keeps going at the rate that he's currently going at, the country is going to be in shambles by 2030, regardless.
Probably.
So, it's really not that far. They got the time off a little bit, but who knows? They might have done that to throw us off, because they can't exactly,
Yeah.
The year is 2024. Like, people would be like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Like, they got it, like, they got the altered year wrong. Yeah. They altered the year so they would throw us off their trail.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to hide the fact that they're time travelers.
Literally, like, what other explanation? Like, nobody is that accurate.
Like, it's crazy. Like, it's really crazy.
If you really think about it, like, if you go in depth and break apart each episode and look at all of the stuff that they have gotten right, smartwatches. They literally predicted smartwatches. Like. Yep. The Lady Gaga Super Bowl performance. I saw one of those the one time.
I think I saw
like,
that.
Like, they
too,
held pictures up side by side. Like, I think the one that I've told you about the most was that there's a clip of Trump going down an escalator and a kid
yep.
standing behind him that drops a sign.
Yep.
And then, like, there's a real clip of Trump going down an escalator.
And then a guy dropping the sign in the background.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's off by a little bit because, like,
it doesn't fall the exact same way, but
then there's different people on the
escalator. It's an animated show versus
like,
real life.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
So, they got that right. And as soon as Trump got, like, was confirmed positive for coronavirus, like, people were freaking out and they were like, The Simpsons predicted Trump dying, maybe. But, like, I mean, only time will tell, but, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've been right so far. Like, that's a bad statement to make. But, like, I'm just saying.
Have they been wrong at all?
I didn't read it, but there was an article that was, like, 15 times the Simpsons predictions have not actually happened. So, probably.
Okay.
Or they just made a statement and it was just part of the show. Like.
Yeah. But that's what they want us to think.
Yeah. Because they're time travelers.
Facts.
But, yeah, like, anyway, aside from, like, all of the Simpsons conspiracies, one of my favorite ones to tell is about the Titanic. You've heard this before.
Yeah.
But basically, there's a theory that the Titanic didn't sink. That's not to say that a boat didn't sink, but the Titanic, like the brand new ship that they had just built specifically, well, not specifically for that trip, but the actual Titanic boat didn't sink. Basically, there's a lot of evidence against the people saying that it was the actual Titanic that sank. Mm. For starters, there was her sister boat. I think it was it the Olympic? Or the Olympia?
I think it's the Olympia, yeah. Maybe.
It's one of those two. I'd have to look it up, but
yeah.
It's either the Olympic or the Olympia. And it was an older boat that they were trying to figure out how to retire that would be the most profitable. Because they didn't want to just stop using the boat.
Yeah.
So people are claiming that there was talk behind the scenes of whoever, like, I don't know if it was the people that built the boat or the people that ran the boat, like, anyway, like, there was a group of people that knew that the Olympic was going to be sank and that they had literally swapped the letters off.
Yeah,
took.
And, like, they rebranded it to be the Titanic.
They put Titanic over where Olympia or Olympic, whatever it is, they had put it over the old name
yep.
of the sister boat, and they slapped,
like, new paint stuff.
I don't know probably. What they did with the other, like, the actual Titanic. I don't know what they put on that. I'd have to look it up again, but, Regardless, there was an older rich guy who had a ticket to ride the Titanic from England over to New York. And, like, either the day before or, like, 2 days before the boat was set to sail, he claimed that he was too sick to travel and that he was just going to stay in England. But he was seen out partying with, like, several of his mistresses. So people were like, dude's not sick, why is he not going on the boat? But, anyway, so Titanic sets sail, obviously it crashes into the iceberg. I don't remember, I feel like to make it a well-rounded conspiracy, they would have had to drive it directly into an iceberg.
I think it was like...
Because there were so many other ships out in the Atlantic. What are the odds of the boat that they're trying to sink?
I think I heard somewhere, actually on another conspiracies podcast, like a podcast actually called Conspiracy Theories, they mentioned like they sank it for like insurance money or something. Yeah,
that's the whole point. They figured that it would be most profitable for the company if they...
And make it look like an accident.
Yeah, they swapped boats, made it look like an accident, and then it sank, and they got insurance money for it.
Yep.
That's the whole reason it went down, was insurance money.
It's always about money.
But I think one of the most, like, compelling pieces of evidence is there is footage of a dive that someone did a few years ago where they went down and they looked at the side of the ship.
And it wasn't and Titanic.
It wasn't that. No, because on the side of the ship, they could see clearly an O, an M, and a P.
Mm-hmm.
For, obviously,
yep.
The Olympic or the Olympia.
I think it's Olympia.
I'm pretty sure it's Olympia.
Yeah. Like, that just proves it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's on the side of the ship. If it says, if there's an O, an M, and a P, like, and the sister ship is Olympia,
mm-hmm.
like...
It was
that's
an
like
old ship
hard
that
evidence.
Everybody knew that they were trying to retire.
Yeah.
And it went down. But I think my mom told me this the other day, which like really blew my mind. I didn't know this. I guess that they had another ship standing by that was like 2 hours away or something. It was super close to the Titanic.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was
yeah,
meant
yeah.
to come rescue like
yeah.
people. However,
what's it called?
When the Titanic was sending out distress signals that it was going down, the ship that was, whatever it's called, it did not respond.
RMS Carpathia.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was supposed to come and pull the people out of the water so that there were minimal casualties, but it, for some reason, did not respond. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it was like they were just simply traveling and they got the distress signal and they had been given instructions not to respond. Because they might have gotten more insurance money.
Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah, facts. regardless. What are some other ones?
JFK.
We should talk about JFK. Oh, baby. I got a few for this one. Ninth grade American history.
We're actually...
No, go for it.
I'm actually in a conspiracies class in college right now, and we're actually talking about JFK.
Okay.
Like, it's actually something we're talking about, and I'm like...
There was a second shooter.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That is it. There was a second shooter.
Yes. We had to read this, excerpt from a book. I forget the author's. No, I think his last name was, Skinner.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading it and it mentioned that, after JFK got He got rushed to the hospital. The governor, right? The governor of Governor Connolly.
Mm-hmm.
There was apparently there was like crap, what was it?
Well, okay, here, before you start all of that, like, okay. Once again, the most predominant evidence. I saw this on the History Channel, so you know it's credible. Anyway, they showed the trajectory of, like, JFK was shot twice, right? Yes. He was shot the first time through his neck, which, was it, who was sitting in front of him? Was that the governor?
Yeah, and his wife was next to him.
Yeah, Jackie was next to him. Yep. JFK gets shot through the neck the first time, which came from behind because it hit the guy in front of him in the shoulder.
So that was Oswald.
That was Oswald from the building.
Yep.
However, if he got shot from the back the first time, how do you explain when he got shot in the head, he went back into the left. And, I mean, I felt so bad, because if you watch the video, you can see Jackie, like, scramble to put his brains back in his head. But, like, the fact that he went back and his brains went that way, the law of inertia says that those bullets came from different directions. And one of the theories that I saw was that... the way that his car was going after it went around that one curve would have been perfect for the first shot. Mm-hmm. And he was, like struggling because he was, like,
shot in the neck. He puts his hands over his throat.
Yeah. And nobody really knew what was going on at that point. But the way that his car was going directly in front of his car and back a little bit, there was a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they think the second shooter was in a car that was actively going over the bridge, that they shot out the back window of the car and kept going, and that's why nobody knew about it.
Oh, see, I've never heard about that. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that theory. Mm-hmm. I know the grassy knoll.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there is a theory that, like, if you look at the Zancruder film, I forget the name.
Is that that's the only footage that they have?
It's the only footage.
It cuts off right when he gets shot, though, or there's a sign or something. Like...
There's a man or somebody holding an umbrella,
mm-hmm.
and they think the umbrella, or something.
Well, the only reason I don't think it's that, though,
an umbrella gun or something?
Because he was off to the side. The only reason I'm convinced of the whole bridge thing was because the bridge was directly in front of them, and it would make sense because he went straight back. If he was shot towards him from the side where the guy was standing, he would have gone at an angle, but he went straight back. You know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So... which, it would also make sense why, like, the second guy wouldn't have been caught.
Mm.
Because if you're driving over a bridge and everyone's watching the president, like, nobody's gonna, like, pay attention to a car.
Yeah, on the, yeah.
So you shoot and you go, and you're free. And then Oswald takes the fall. Because obviously, like, I've heard theories that Oswald was, like... a Russian spy.
Yep. He was in the KGB. He worked for the KGB, I think.
Yeah.
He was a Marine, ex-Marine. He got,
there's a movie.
Dishonorably discharged.
Something like that.
From the Marines because he was, an ass or something.
People have taken this theory to the absolute max. Like, in the movie Salt with Angelina Jolie.
Never seen it.
It's really good. She is, I think her parents either died or she was stolen as a baby.
Oh.
But she was Russian.
Okay.
And the same, I don't know what you would call it, but, like, it was a place where they had, like, orphaned kids or kids that they stole or something like that. Where they trained them to be spies and assassins. And they played around with that, and they said that one of their leading, like, operatives was Lee Harvey Oswald. So they, like, people are obviously saying that, like, dude was Russian. So, like, I mean, if he, if the way that the Russian mind works, like, if you get caught, you're not going to rat people that you're working with out.
Yeah.
Not only that, but wasn't he shot before he made it to trial?
He was being transported from, I forget where it was, but he was being transported with, like, no security around him or anything.
He had,
it was
like two
big
cops.
Big group of people. Mm-hmm. And then Jack Ruby comes out of the crowd with a gun, goes pew, right in the stomach, and he dies.
How much do you want to bet Jack Ruby was probably one of the people working? Oh my god.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
That's
what if it was Jack Ruby that was on the bridge? Oh my god. What if it was Jack Ruby that was on the bridge? Did we just crack an unsolved mystery?
I never thought of that.
Oh my god. What if he was the second guy and he shot him before he got the trial, before he could say anything, or they could torture him into saying it, or, like, he had some part in it, and it was like...
That does make sense.
I mean, granted.
That makes sense, but...
I don't know a lot about Jack Ruby, so I shouldn't make assumptions,
Exactly. We're not doing this, like, we don't have the research, you know?
We're
doing this off of the information that we know.
Mm-hmm.
So, we could be totally wrong.
We could be entirely wrong.
We could be entirely wrong.
I'm just saying, what if?
Yeah, what if? And that's the whole point of conspiracies. It's what if. Mm-hmm. We're searching for answers. We're we're putting the story together and finding an answer.
Because, you know? I feel like there's, like, the government 95% of the time likes to claim, like, national security, but, like, then you have people out there that, like, literally drive themselves insane trying to, like, figure this out. Can we please talk about the 9/11 one?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know that it was Bush, but I'm kind of really feeling like it was the government again.
Well, yeah, like, everybody thinks it's the government.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I'm not gonna name names, but I know people who they were in the military, in the 90s, right around the early 2000s.
Okay.
Who know people who can confirm that Osama bin Laden was in CIA custody over the time that 9/11 happened.
Okay.
So, unless there is some other really big, like, Middle Eastern terrorist.
Are you saying that he did it?
Osama?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that he was in custody when it happened. So
okay, it couldn't have been him. Okay.
Unless it had been planned out years in advance. I'm moving away from pointing blame. Let's talk about evidence.
Okay.
There are a lot of people that like to say that it was the really, really hot jet fuel that caused the towers to collapse.
Yep. But if you look at the videos, it looks like explosions.
Well, here's the thing.
Like, under where the plane hit.
Was I watching a show with you? Or someone said that they had been planning to do a controlled demolition of both towers because they were planning on making it just the one like we have now.
Yep. One World Trade Center.
But, I don't know that I believe in the whole, like, holographic planes thing. Have you heard that one?
What?
Where people were saying that it was just explosives that caused the towers to crumble and that they used...
Holograms?
Holograms? How do you pull that... In 2001, how do you pull that off?
Oh my god.
But, anyway, I truly think that they literally just flew planes into the towers and then... Because there have been multiple...
What about the Pentagon?
That's what... I was gonna... Like, that was my next point. Like, I don't know why they would... With the other two.
Because there's not
planes.
A lot of footage of the plane hitting. I think there's like one security camera that caught like the plane hitting, and it was like, oh crap.
My eighth grade science teacher was in the Pentagon when it happened.
Yeah.
And she said it was terrifying and she still has PTSD or something, but like my other point was I don't know why, if their main focus was the towers, why they would
why would they hit the
Pentagon? Why send one to the Pentagon and why send one to the White House? Because that's where Flight 93 was headed. What's the point behind, unless they were trying to put on a good show and make it look real?
Maybe.
But they chose the dumbest route for the plane going to the White House. It was headed towards western Pennsylvania, and then it was supposed to, like, what, circle back? I think that plane was meant to go down in that field.
Probably.
Why? Because the president's in the White House. I should be, like, an investigator. But, like, how does that make sense? You're, like, they, all that being said, you're telling me that they went 2 hours west, like, into western Pennsylvania, and didn't think to turn around. Because I'm pretty sure, where's the exact spot 93 went down? Isn't it, like...
Oh, hold on. Let me Google that real quick.
But they... The hijackers had control of the plane for a while, I'm pretty sure, before they finally decided to turn around.
Somerset County.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Isn't it near Bedford?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, why would you travel in the opposite direction if your goal is the White House?
Yeah, like, it's all the way out near Pittsburgh.
Yeah, like...
Like, what?
I don't know if they had a very specific time, but anyway,
a timed terrorist attack.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound very
no. So I don't know. But anyway, we'll probably wind up picking this up some other time and have a part two, conspiracies.
Yeah, next week, stay tuned.
Anyway, we're going to immediately transition over into Lana's Entertainment of the Week. Mm-hmm. We have some good picks this week.
Go for it.
The movie, once again, I'm really sorry, it's on Netflix. Netflix has a lot of really good horror movies.
It does.
But we just have...
But Hulu has the TV shows.
Pretty much, yeah. That's where this week's...
TV. Hulu is for TV, Netflix is for movies. There you go.
Anyway, I first watched this movie... several years ago, but it's called As Above, So Below.
Oh, yep. I've seen that, so I can contribute.
However, this is, it's like the perfect horror movie.
Go watch it.
It's a lost footage film, isn't it? I'm pretty sure. Is it? Yeah. Yeah, because they had body cams.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's meant to look like a lost footage.
Okay, so explain what it's about.
Basically, it's, I think she's an archaeologist, the main character.
Yeah.
But she has been searching...
For like a stone or something?
Yes, that's what it was. I was going to say it was like a scroll or something, but
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, exactly. But she was looking for a very specific stone, and there were all of these clues that led her all over the globe for it, and she's like dedicated her life to finding this stone, and eventually she traced it back to Paris. And,
Catacombs.
Yeah, she hooked up with one of her old friends, I think from college, he had some sort of connection to her, and he was, like they used to work together figuring out, treasure maps and puzzles and stuff. So she asked him to come along, and then she had her camera guy that was already with her,
mm-hmm.
and they picked up three Paris locals to show them around the catacombs. Yeah. And basically the film is them navigating the catacombs and like figuring out more clues, and it slowly gets very trippy and very scary, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, because once you figure out, like, where they wind up, you're like, oh my god. But...
It's so good.
The end of the movie is...
10 out of 10.
Incredible. Like, honestly, like, 10 out of... Yeah.
No. 11 out of 10.
12 out of 10. It's one of the best horror movies that I've seen. It was not cheesy. Like, it was not cliche.
It's like up... It's up there.
It's very good. It's very good. But the show that I've chosen for this week comes from Hulu. Because, you know, Hulu. And it's The Purge, but I think it's FX. I'm pretty sure that it was FX.
It's FX, yeah.
But they took the idea from the movies and they made it their own thing. They stretched it out into
episodes.
Yeah. And the whole season is the same night, just broken down into parts.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure that there are there's several different story, like, you follow different people through the episodes.
Yeah.
And then eventually they all come together at the end, and that's how they're connected.
Just like the one movie, the Purge movie. I think it was Election Year.
I didn't see Election Year. I think Election Year is the only one. That I've seen the first one.
Election Year is a good one.
I loved Anarchy.
Yeah.
For the longest amount of time.
Actually, I think it was Anarchy that comes together. But Election Year was really good too. I think they did the same thing with like multiple characters and then like storylines and they come together.
At the very end of the show, they show you how they're all connected because they are in fact all connected the entire time. You just can't figure out. They make you think that they just chose like four or five different storylines and they were like, you know what, screw it, we'll just follow them. But no, they're all connected to something. I'm not going to spoil it, but something at the end, and you have to watch how they resolve it. And I thought it was really good. But yeah. So, that's it. As above, so below, and...
The Purge. Jinx. All right. So, with that being said, we're gonna call it there.
All right.
So, if you made it this far, thank you very much for listening.
We really appreciate it.
We do very appreciate it very much. Go follow us on Instagram at jfreedmedia. And subscribe to us on YouTube to see all our short films and stuff like that. And yeah.
All right.
And we will see you guys next week. The next episode. Next week. All right.
All right.
All right.
Peace.
See you guys.